Only a fraction of the world's water is freshwater. A new study shows that in the U.S., it's getting saltier. The study, published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, pulls data from 232 U.S. Geological Survey monitoring sites across the country that have been collected over decades. The overall trend is that fresh water is increasing in salinity and is more alkaline, especially in the East and Midwest. That means the majority of U.S. waters are saltier and have a higher pH. Study authors call it the freshwater salinization syndrome and say there are multiple reasons behind it. I talked with Ryan Utes, an assistant professor of sustainability at Chatham University and one of the study authors.
You can almost think of streams and rivers as watershed tea.
Utes says agricultural lime used on farm fields eventually dissolves into the water that drains into nearby streams and rivers. And he says we're still seeing the effects of acid rain from the 70s and 80s, which caused minerals to leach out of rocks and soil, changing the chemical composition of water to be more alkaline. And this time of year, there's another obvious contributor of salinity.
Rock salt that you put on your sidewalk isn't going to just disappear and vanish into the atmosphere. It ends up in our rivers and streams, where there could be ecological consequences.
What is the impact of this syndrome?
There's likely to be a mix of positive and negative impacts from this trend, with more dissolved chemical compounds that are related to alkalization in the water. These compounds can end up going from being in solution and dissolved to becoming a solid again. That's the process of liming in pipes. Another word for it is scaling. With greater levels of these compounds in our water, the likelihood that these chemical compounds will become solid in our municipal pipes, our industrial pipes, is elevated along with it. So we may end up with a lot more of a challenge in maintaining our infrastructure as a result. Another application where this is going to be of primary importance is those power plants and industrial entities that are using water as a cooling substance. The more stuff that is dissolved in the water from the rivers, the harder it is for that water to be released as steam. You need a higher temperature, or you need to remove those chemical compounds before you use it for a cooling purpose. Increased levels of salinity in the water also have been shown to increase rates of hypertension in humans, and that can be a problem, obviously. On the flip side, we're a little unsure at this stage how this is going to affect aquatic organisms. Aside from maybe the rocky tidal coasts, stream ecosystems are probably the most physically dynamic ecosystems on Earth because if you think about it, they endure floods and droughts and may do so even within the same year. So organisms are very adapted to dynamic conditions, including chemical conditions. Some organisms may really benefit from higher levels of alkalinity, like mussels and clams, who build shells out of calcium carbonate. With more calcium and more carbonate in the water, they're going to be more likely to be able to make their shells. Marine waters, so the ocean, is of course becoming more acidic as a result of increased levels of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere. In the coastal and estuarine areas where rivers are meeting and colliding with marine waters like the Chesapeake Bay, if rivers that feed into the Chesapeake and the Delaware are becoming more alkaline, that might buffer the effects of the increasing acidity that we're seeing in marine waters.
And how is it manifesting in our region? Can you say a little bit about what might be happening here?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's happening in Pennsylvania as well. We are seeing rivers like the Allegheny and Ohio becoming more saline and more alkaline. If you move east of Pittsburgh towards the higher elevation watersheds, and especially those with limestone in their watersheds, so another word for that is karst, that's where the streams and rivers are really increasing most rapidly. This could be because wherever there is limestone in the watershed, that was really hit hard by the acidic precipitation of the 70s and 80s and early 90s. And so the chemical compounds we're detecting now in greater concentrations probably stems from dissolved limestone.
It's kind of ironic that acid rain caused streams to become more alkaline.
It is, isn't it? It's it's a fascinating story, and it just goes to show how surprising science can be sometimes, because it is somewhat counterintuitive. Even in the Southeast, where we don't have a lot of road salt application going on, we're still seeing rising levels of salinization and alkalization. Down in the Southeast, we think it may simply be due to chemical weathering of bedrock and soils due to the acid precipitation problem that we just talked about a second ago, and also potentially due to climate change. The warmer the temperatures, the faster dissolution rates oftentimes occur. And finally, when we build cities in watersheds, we put in lots of concrete. Well, concrete slowly dissolves over time. It's going to take decades or centuries, but because rainwater is naturally acidic, it's about 5.6, that rainwater will very, very slowly dissolve the concrete, and that ends up getting expressed in our nation's waters as well.
Is your paper sort of asking people to think about how to manage some of these inputs, or what kind of recommendations could come from this type of study?
Well, as far as the on-the-ground consequences and what we would recommend people to do, I think we're at such an early stage of the research that we wouldn't be able to make solid recommendations. So one thing I could say is that we shouldn't apply so much road salts to our roads during this time of year. That's not going to turn off, because people want roads that are not covered in ice, and that's totally understandable. But perhaps this research might cause us to think about how much salt we apply to our roads and sidewalks. What we hope this does is cause other watershed scientists to take a look at the problem, to elucidate what's happening, what are the major drivers of it, and what are the consequences of it, in order to make recommendations that are more concrete and specific in the future.
Well, thank you so much for talking with me.
Cool. Thank you so much for having me in. I'm glad you gave me a chance to talk about my research, and pay attention to your rivers and streams, everybody.
Ryan Utes is an assistant professor of sustainability at Chatham University and one of the authors of Freshwater Salinization Syndrome on a Continental Scale, recently published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. There's more at AlleghenyFront.org. This is the Allegheny Front. I'm Kara Holsapple.